I'd like to introduce Diana Chapman, who is the Director of Sustainability for the PCC Natural Markets here in Puget Sound. Hello, Diana. How are you today?
Just fine, Gail. Nice to talk with you.
Diana, the PCC has 10 stores here in Puget Sound, and the newest one, the Green Lake Village store, has just opened. It's a lovely store. It has an amazing bulk section, produce section, and the store itself is laid out with a lot of grab-and-go, deli, cold and hot service, wonderful cheese section, wine and beer, pizza, and your espresso and smoothie bar. I mean, it's fantastic that you can have just about anything you want that's going to be healthy for you, convenient, and you can take it with. I wanted to talk about how you're dealing with trends and pressures from the produce packaging industry and the consumer. You're stuck in between two pressures. So can you talk about how you're dealing with those pressures?
Be happy to. Packaging as an opportunity for retail grocery is just exploding. It's not just in our fresh departments, deli, produce, meat and seafood. It's also in center store with all of our packaged grocery items. We're seeing new things like the beverage and food pouches that got their start in the baby food sector, but is now branching out into sauces and more adult foods.
Co-ops have evolved from being completely bulk-oriented as the industry has changed to incorporate more and more packaging. So are you seeing more of that reflected not just in the center of the store, but also in the outside of the store?
There certainly has been a change in what consumers want in the produce department. In the old days, when you weren't as urban-focused, when you weren't as food safety-focused, when you were dealing more with families, there was a romance about picking out your vine tomatoes and having a little bit of dirt on them. Now people want convenience. They want something that is pre-washed, pre-cut, pre-packaged, busy coming home from work, grabbing something for dinner to cook up that night. They don't want to go through all of the prep that used to be required with produce right off the farm. So yes, you do see in our stores more clamshells with berries, with tomatoes. You see more bagged salads, those kinds of things. It has almost everything to do with convenience and has some to do with consumer concern about food safety.
What are you dealing with when you have to look at recyclable packages, biodegradable packages, compostable packages? How difficult is it to actually get that into your workflow?
For our own fresh departments, for products that we make or have to handle internally, we have our own packaging needs. We have a set of packaging standards that exclude things such as BPA. We have standards that require a certain level of performance from our products. We certainly don't want to wrap a piece of meat and have it leak in the meat case. That's a contamination issue. It also isn't a very nice package to buy as a consumer. But we also have to look at cost. And the good news is the packaging manufacturing industry is slowly but surely offering us more choices, and more companies are demanding them, so you have price breaks in terms of more volume being produced. But still, for many compostables, the cost for particular food service items, glasses, cups, even plates, is much higher than for existing options that are recyclable. We will eventually try to get all of our items in our food service areas compostable. That's certainly the way municipalities are going with their regulations. But for a retailer with a high volume in food service, there is always the need to offset demand for compostables with practical cost. And we're doing the very best we can. All of our cutlery is compostable. Most of our paper items are compostable. We are trying to move our coffee cups, our hot soup cups, and our cold drink cups towards compostable, but cost is going to be an issue. Another issue is the use of PLA, polylactic acid, which is corn-based. We are an organic retailer. We try to avoid the use of genetically engineered corn. So we have that as yet another consideration. Does the product that we want to bring into our store that is compostable related to corn ingredients?
That's really a challenge that not all retailers may be as aware how corn is invading everything that we deal with. And so you're not going to have every retailer aware that the corn-based plastics, PLA, are a genetically engineered product.
So you get a consumer outcry saying, we will not use this because manufacturers are not inclined to make changes that are very expensive changes for them. Fortunately, again, the packaging manufacturing industry is coming out with other plant-based options. That's going to be good for retailers like PCC over the next few years. Fortunately, we live in an area that really is feeling the need to address this problem early on and do something about it. With the city, we are moving towards a world where takeout packaging is going to be 100% compostable. As a business, PCC encourages that, but it's just going to take some time to get to that point. Little by little, we are moving towards a world where things will be labeled, compostable, recyclable, garbage, and moving towards a world where those items are not only affordable, but easily identifiable from the part of the retailer and from the part of the consumer.
What can we do now to help educate consumers, to help them understand where this is going and what they need to do as their part?
We believe that consumers want to do the right thing. They don't deliberately put the wrong item in the wrong waste unit. What we need to do as a food service within our stores is provide better signage. We're actually in the process now of updating our signage to actually illustrate what goes into each of those three bins. Fortunately, what we're seeing is that the kids do a better job of separating their waste than adults do, and that's largely what they're learning in school.
What is your initiative to reduce food waste in the stores?
PCC has been composting since 1994 in all of our stores. It's not a new thing for us. We've been very careful about our food production methods all along. We don't create a lot of extra waste if we don't have to. We have a system where we have people that come every day to pick up our day-old products. Mm-hmm. We have people that come and pick up produce cullings to feed their pigs, to add to their own compost piles at home. We have installed Wiser harvesters, which enable us to process food scraps into liquid fertilizer. So whatever food scraps leave our store, we try to have in such a form that they can be repurposed. We're in the middle of a huge transition. I'm excited, particularly that the city of Seattle is being so aggressive about this. There was a time I was a little grumpy because we had so few compostable choices that were Cedar Grove approved. At the time this whole initiative from the city started, which was, oh gosh, it's been almost 4 years ago now, Cedar Grove had less than 100 items approved for composting through their system. Now there's over 800. Those are items approved by Cedar Grove for composting, primarily food service. There's a whole list on their website. But there was a time when there was not a piece of cutlery that we could use. There was a time when there was even a clamshell that we couldn't use. And we were going through scores of manufacturers coming to us directly with items saying, here we have this wonderful item and it's biodegradable, but we had to say, sorry, you can't do it because it's not Cedar Grove approved. Now we have choices, and that makes a big, big difference. We still don't for meat trays. We still do not have a compostable meat tray that isn't made from genetically engineered corn. So we are actually using a meat tray that contains GMO corn. But it's an issue for us. So two things have happened over the last few years. city of Seattle has been very aggressive. Data Grove has approved hundreds of items, and the cost is coming down. So this is all very good news for businesses like PCC, that they care about the packaging that we offer as much as the food that we're putting in the packaging. That's the message now, that we should all be glad that we are surrounded in our community by entities that really do care about this. And I really want to give a lot of kudos to Seattle Public Utilities, because they have taken a huge, giant step forward with their food service packaging ordinance and their whole zero waste initiative that brought about the ban of plastic shopping bags, which is something we initiated in 2007, and they may actually happen just a few years after that. That was huge.
Thanks, Diana. It's been great speaking with you today about PCC Natural Markets and your sustainability efforts when it comes to packaging and food waste. And I just wanted to tell you the new PCC Green Lake Village store is really beautiful.
Okay, Gail, thanks.